oath, shouting their names, Yahya Sinwar, who they have photos of Sinwar going through the tunnels, and it is believed that he may have escaped to Egypt. A coward on the run with his young children and his wife. This is the way it is. This is what it's all about. The leaders are cowards. Either holed up in Qatar or secretly sneaked through passages, through tunnels into Egypt. Yahya Sinwar, his name is being shouted. And I'll tell you what, even I think it was night before last, the riots, they were just protests. And there was probably to the tune of at least, from estimates, 100,000 women, young men, children, elderly, shouting, protesting the Gaza or the Hamas leadership. They want these men to be removed. The Arabs are tired of being the human shields, are tired of being starved, displaced. And in the protests, you have a group of Hamas terrorists, murderers, they're murderers, had weapons and started shooting into the crowd. This is what the Hamas terrorists think of the citizens. I'm wondering if some of these citizens are going to begin to disappear, many of the Hamas terrorists. People can only be starved so long, abused so long, and they're going to retaliate. Israel is an article out of antiwar.com. Antiwar.com is not neutral in this matter. They are not, Israel is not a friend of antiwar.com. Brett McGurk, Biden's top Middle East official on the NSC, met with officials in Israel yesterday. And Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to send negotiators for hostage deal talks with the U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari officials in Paris on Friday, which is today, after declining to participate in a previous round of talks. He's too busy fighting a war. Biden's top Middle East official on the National Security Council met with the officials of Israel on Thursday. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told McGurk that Israel will expand the authority given to our hostage negotiators, but it also is preparing to continue intense ground operations. Israel will continue these operations until the four battalions are eliminated, like Benjamin Netanyahu has stated, all of the leaders of Hamas are disappeared, murdered. And Israel also, I think it was Wednesday, made a statement which shocked the Hamas terrorists leaders internationally. Israel said it will hunt these people down internationally and kill them. This is what nations do. Israel is not allowed to do that. The United States does it. Russia does it. China does it. England, the British, the royals, the European powers, the families, they do the same thing. But if Israel does it, there's hell to pay. No, Israel said that Hamas, which is in the Bible, it is called violence. A spirit of violence, a spirit of murder. People who will have this spirit on them through all ages, and especially in the time in which we live. Hamas, violence. Hamas has made it clear to the world and the world news agencies forget to tell the world Hamas's number one goal. Number one goal is to eliminate every Jewish individual off the face of the earth. To take Israel as a country and make it the home of not the Palestinian people, but make it the home of the wealthy Iranian, not Iranian, I'm sorry, Islamic leaders of the world. See, Islam would love to have Israel. They want Jerusalem. If they can control Jerusalem, their religion will be the religion internationally. The whole world will become Islamic. The whole world will become enslaved to this religion of death and slavery. Even the Muslims, who are the, I guess you could say, advocates for Islam and the teachings of Muhammad, they, in debates I've watched, they agree that the infidel must bow the knee to the Islam religion. It's very difficult to talk about the big CNN and all of these Hamas news networks. They won't talk about it. We'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado.
Phone number 970-581-5231. See you there.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
So, this is Islam. And Israel, when you have a terrorist group that has, from its beginning, when it was basically became one of the groups of terror, their statement is that Israel must be, all the Jewish people must be pushed into the sea. The land is Palestinian land. And the Jewish people, the Jewish government, or the Israeli government, is occupying their land. They're the aggressor. What is Israel to do? Israel is going to end the Hamas government and occupation in Gaza. Israel is going to end the terrorist group's activity in Gaza. Israel is firm, number one, the terrorist group, that army, the battalions, will all be destroyed. They leave or they die. Secondly, all the hostages must be returned. There's no compromise on that point. They must be returned alive, and those that have died, their bodies must be returned also. And thirdly, the Hamas government will never be allowed to conduct anything political for the people living in that area. Israel will be the nation that will provide the security and also do any negotiations with the people that are not Jewish in the Gaza Strip. With this proposal, Hamas is calling for the release of 1,500 Palestinian soldiers, because they're going to put them right back into the battle to kill Jewish people, to bomb, to, like yesterday, to these people will take arms, go into a busy street, a shopping center, a hospital, a school, and gun down as many people as possible. This is the way they work. Hamas is blaming the lack of a deal because Israel is unwilling to bring about a ceasefire. Israel is not going to stop the campaign to remove the terrorists out of Gaza and the leaders. And, well, the leaders like Yahya Sinwar, the coward, most likely have left. And he's the leader of the Hamas fighting on behalf of the Arab peoples in Gaza. Right. Yeah. True. We believe that. The world knows better. Now, also, Israel, this is another article out of antiwar.com. I have stated repeatedly from the time of October 7th on this program, because I have read a prophecy about this war in Gaza, just one of the many conflicts that will take place in Psalm 83. Did I say 84? Psalm 83. In Psalm 83, there is a description of conflict, not just one battle, but many battles that take place in the region, and the war is just different battles. One of the battles in the war is Gaza. A second battle will be the West Bank. A third battle will be the area around the Temple Mount. A fourth battle will be in Lebanon. A fifth battle will be in Syria. Another battle will be in the land of Jordan. The last battle will be also some of the in Saudi Arabia. These are ancient families and ancient enemies of Israel. It's a war where God stated to his prophets 3,700 years ago, and in Psalm 83, 3,000 years ago, and with the prophets of Israel, God stated that these prophets stated that there would come a time when God would punish the enemies of Israel. This is the time where they are all collectively going to be punished by Israel. Israel, when it finishes in Gaza, Israel is going to go right into Lebanon. And as we'll see here in the future, in the West Bank, these Arab people in the West Bank, there's terrorists in that area also. They're going to begin to attack the Jewish people within the country, and Israel is going to have to remove them also. Damascus, toward the end of this campaign, this conflict, this war, in Psalm 83. Damascus is not in the Psalm 83 prophecy. Damascus is a different prophecy. Damascus will be destroyed at the end of the Psalm 83 war. For the Christian audience and the Jewish audience that listens to the program. And for the non-religious people, you can go to rent a motel tonight, and in the motel room, you'll find a Gideon's Bible. Pull out Psalm 83, and it will give you an insight into what's happening in Gaza presently. That war, make a note that the war began, the Psalm 83 prophecy began on October 7th, 2023. It will conclude this year. I don't think it's going to take much longer for the Gaza war to end. Already, Hezbollah has begun to bomb northern Israel, the cities along the border. Israel is going to respond more in a much harsher campaign in Lebanon before long. The Lebanese people want Hezbollah out, like the Arab people want Hamas out of their area, and most of them are going to move out into Egypt. The other Arab nations do not want the citizens, the Arab people in Gaza. Jordan, Syria do not want the Arab people that are living in the West Bank. They don't want them. There'll be trouble. But Israel is going to finish this war. Benjamin Netanyahu has made it clear that there will be no negotiations, no peace treaties. When this war is over, they'll talk about who's going to be the security in the Gaza Strip. It will be Israel. And I stated right in October when this war began that the United States, already there was protest that the United States was sending money, finances, to aid Israel. America will continue to aid Israel in many different ways. Financially, militarily, America will stand with Israel, though we don't want to. This administration does not care for Benjamin Netanyahu, but this administration knows that our plans for the Middle East depend on our relationship with the nation of Israel diplomatically. So, $14 billion of U.S. aid package for Israel is to prepare Israel for the multi-front war, not just Gaza. $14 billion in additional military aid for Israel that Biden is seeking was designed not just for operations in Gaza, but also to prepare Israel for a multi-front war. This was yesterday, according to the Times of Israel. The administration told the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, this $14 billion is for Israel to defend itself in a multi-front war. America knows it's going to happen. And I've also stated that according to Psalm 83, the United States is not to interfere. In every time there has been conflict in the Middle East with Hamas in the past, the United States immediately, the UN, the United Nations Security Council, European Military Command, the Arab nations, everyone in the world has come in to begin to tie Israel's hands behind her back. But according to Psalm 83, in this war, God is making it very clear to the nations of the world, no nation is going to interfere with the duties that Israel has been given to clean up the region of these terrorists that are attacking, continue to attack Israel. There won't be interference this time. And here is more of the proof in the black and the white. $14 billion is for Israel to defend itself in a multi-front war and to be sure it can deter a multi-front war. That's the black and the white. America is in step with God's orders. Most of the European nations are in step with God's orders. The Arab nations don't want the United States to supply Israel in any way or to defend Israel. Israel has been escalating airstrikes in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Many strikes have killed civilians. You cannot ever, there is no such thing as going to war without civilian casualties. It's a part of life. And if America or any of the other major nations of the world, if there are civilian casualties Bosnia or in Yemen, Serbia, well, the world doesn't say a word. But if there is a casualty, one casualty in Gaza, the whole world comes down on Israel. Well, there will be civilian casualties. Israel has made it clear repeatedly every day. They are doing everything they can to protect civilians from any kind of injuries. But when you have someone that is holding somebody hostage, there may be injury. But Israel will go after these terrorists. They have to. It's in Psalm 83. Psalm 83 says these terrorists hate God and they hate Israel. They want to eliminate the name Israel out of all history. It's very clear. You should read it. The fire across the border risks full-blown war. There are no signs tensions will ease anytime soon. Israeli officials have been threatening to invade if Hezbollah doesn't move back from the Israeli-Lebanon border. Lebanon is next. We cannot stop it. Are you optimistic about the way that things are going? Don't be. Rick Rodriguez.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
So Israel will not stop until the campaign on Hezbollah, the terrorists in Syria, the center, the intelligence center in Damascus, which is the Iran intelligence network, until present-day Jordan is cleansed of all of the terrorists and Israel occupies Jordan, Israel will continue. Israel is going to further their, or is going to increase their military campaign in the region. And now, in the King James, during the time of King David, and the kings of Israel, Israel, these enemies, Israel would rearm, heal, regather in the wintertime. But in the spring, Israel would plan for the spring battles. Israel right now, in the same fashion, is preparing not just to finish dealing with the four battalions in Gaza, the terrorists and the terrorist leaders. But Israel right now is deciding how best to win this war in Lebanon as quickly as possible, in Syria with Bashar al-Assad, as quickly as possible with King Abdullah in Jordan, as quickly as possible, and down south to the southern part of Jordan with some of the Saudi Arabian military. Israel is planning for the escalation of the war, but it will happen quickly. You see, Gaza has a high concentration of civilians, and these civilians can be the casualties. And the principle that Hamas has always used is you hide under hospitals, under business locations, under the schools, under a mosque, residential areas, to make it harder for Israel to hunt these people down and eliminate them. It's not going to be that way in Lebanon, Syria, or Jordan. It's going to be quickly. It's going to be like lightning fast. Faster than Gaza. You know, it's also in this article, antiwar.com. This was yesterday. The U.S. officials have acknowledged to the Washington Post that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu might view the war in Lebanon as a way to help him politically survive in Israel. Just 2 days ago, the Israeli government almost unanimously gave Benjamin Netanyahu their approval, regardless of the protests in Israel, which are being funded by American dollars and dollars from elsewhere and outside influence. Benjamin Netanyahu, his approval ratings are the best they've ever been with the Israeli government, because the Israeli government realizes now this isn't going to be a short-term conflict with an agreement to cease operations. They realize this time Israel must take these terrorists out once and for all. And because of that, they have given Netanyahu the highest ratings. So the Washington Post, they're incorrect. Netanyahu is going to win this war, these conflicts, by the time that Russia and Iran come to attack. Netanyahu is going to continue to be successful. And there's going to come a time, like I've stated before, that Benjamin Netanyahu, according to Psalm 83 and other prophecies, once Netanyahu is relieved of his duties in Israeli government, one more time, he'll be released from his duties. After that, he will never again be Prime Minister of Israel. The New World Order individuals within the Israeli government are going to push Netanyahu to go along with the New World Order plans of America and to put the New World Order center, remove it from the United States, out of Klaus Schwab's hands, into Jerusalem, Jerusalem. That's down the road a ways. Netanyahu has been the prime minister of Israel who has been forced to work with the New World Order groups out of America and the West. But he's had to do that for the survival of the nation of Israel. But he's not radical enough for the New World Order group powers. And eventually, when the war is over, they're going to use him now. By God, the Lord is using Netanyahu to fulfill prophecy. And the New World Order groups out of the United States believe that they are the ones controlling Netanyahu. Well, they're mistaken. They're mistaken. Netanyahu is really not a friend of the New World Order crowd. Like who? Like Obama? Like Biden? Like all of these men who are supposedly Jews who are going over to visit with the Israeli government? These are those who say they are Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. They are the haters of Israel. They hate the Jewish people. But they'll say that they're Jew, like the Rockefellers. They are saying that they are Jewish. I do not believe they have any Jewish blood in them, or like the Rothschilds. These are the people, and Soros, Georgie Soros, Jorge Soros. I don't believe, I think if you give them a DNA test, I think you'll find they are not, have no Jewish blood in them at all. Maybe I might have more Jewish blood than they have. I might have like 1%. They have like 0.0001%. But one thing they do have that I do not have, they have hatred for mankind. They hate mankind. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844. Oh,
are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Okay, Israel's campaign is going to continue. America's not going to stop it. America's going to continue to fund it because America has plans in the Middle East. And this country is being suckered by God Himself into fulfilling God's plans. America must help Israel to win these battles, get these victories for the next plan that's coming, the destruction of Damascus, and also the coming war when Russia, Iran, some of the old Soviet nations, Turkey, Ethiopia, Libya from the south, attack Israel in their new land, Jordan. And then Russia and these armies will be destroyed on the in the fields in present-day Jordan, out in the country. So that's coming. And then once that war is over, for the Christian people, the tribulation period that Christ said would take place in Matthew 24, the tribulation will begin, and we will finally know who the coming Antichrist will be 3.5 years before he becomes an individual who is not of this world. I use the term otherworldly, other dimensional. And he will have a partner that's going to assist him. And I'm going to talk about that partner right now. And the partner is the Gates Foundation commits $55 million to accelerate dengue vaccine research in Brazil. British American gene editing companies release millions of genetically modified mosquitoes containing a dominant lethal gene each week for the last 27 months in Bahia, Brazil region, and to see if the genetically edited mosquitoes would mate with local mosquitoes carrying Zika, malaria, or other mosquito-borne diseases. A new study documents an alarming fact that followed an initial reduction of the targeted population of mosquitoes. After some months, the population, which had been greatly suppressed, whoopsie-daisy, rebounded to nearly pre-release levels. Scientists to date have no data what dangers are present by the new mutations. The unanticipated outcome. The scientists from Yale University and several scientific institutes in Brazil monitored the progress of the experiment. What they found is alarming in the extreme. After an initial period which the target mosquito population markedly declined, after about 18 months, the mosquito population recovered to pre-release levels. Not only that, the paper notes that some of the mosquitoes likely have hybrid vigor, in which a hybrid of the natural with the gene edited has created a more robust population than the pre-release population, which may be more resistant to insecticides, in short, resistant super mosquitoes. So this is what they do. And this is going to be the individual Gates that I believe is going to work with this otherworldly, other dimensional individual who will receive a deadly wound and return to the planet. This was not supposed to happen, according to Professor of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Jeffrey Powell, senior author of the study, who remarked on the findings. The claim was that genes from the released strain would not get into the general population because offspring would die. That obviously was not what happened. It is the unanticipated outcome that is concerning. Well, what did Christ say? You sow to the wind. Well, it wasn't Christ, actually. I think it was Isaiah. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. I forgot who stated that. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You change the genes, you genetically engineer mosquitoes, and you release them out of captivity into the environment, And there's no way, no matter how brilliant you are, you're brilliantly ignorant. You're ignorant unless you knowingly release them, expecting, anticipating, and hoping for a negative outcome, an outcome that would assist these researchers and foundations and contributors to depopulation, euthanasia, a different form. Now, this is called the Oxitec mosquito. Perfect name, Oxitec. The Oxitec mosquitoes were developed using a highly controversial form of gene editing known as gene drive. Gene drive, which is also being heavily funded by the Pentagon's DARPA, combined with CRISPR gene editing, aims to force a genetic modification to spread through the entire population, whether whether of mosquitoes or potential humans, in just a few generations. Well, they've gone through their generations already. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'll be back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Something evil this way comes. That's always the case with Bill Gates of hell. Something evil this way comes. He and Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, are going to work together in the future. Gates will be Barack Obama's right-hand man. Going on with the article. The scientist who first suggested developing gene drives in gene editing, Harvard biologist Kevin Esvelt, has publicly warned that development of gene editing in conjunction with gene drive technologies has alarming potential to go awry. Too late. It happened. He knows how often CRISPR messes up and the likelihood of protective mutations arising, making even benign gene drives aggressive. He stresses, just a few engineered organisms could irrevocably alter an ecosystem. Christ said at the time of his return, the whole world would be ill, sick, unhealthy. Sickness would be the condition of the world, unhealthy. There is a program that I'm airing over the weekend, or will air. I'm not airing it. It will be aired over the weekend. And I'm trying to remember which program. But in about 8 years, because of all of the vaccinations and poisonings of the people of the world, every human being will have their DNA altered to some degree. Every human being, because of what these men do, they edit what is perfect to try to take what is the imperfections of what is perfect out. And what they're trying to take out of mankind's system is death. They cannot take death out of the DNA of mankind. They're hoping to do that. They will accomplish it with some people. And those people, it will be so, life will be so horrid, they will seek death. And death will flee from them. This is what is coming. These men are messing with the DNA, which was forbidden by God. But they have done it. It is too late. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And mankind is the recipient of their evil. Esfeld's computer gene drive simulations calculated that edited gene can spread to 99% of a population in as few as 10 generations and persist for more than 200 generations. This is Christ speaking through the book of Revelation. Mankind, every man, woman, and child will be, for the most part, have some sickness in the years before Christ's return. Well, may the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, may he give you peace tonight and over the weekend. I'll visit with you Monday. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a wonderful week. Let's see what develops and talk next week.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.